This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
2-1-1-0. The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
The problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you're that exceptional American, I suspect you are, by the way, then you're going to enjoy Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. It is here. It is coming forward, and it's going to happen. Anyway, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, so make sure you know, put your hands in the 10 and 2 position. We're going to be talking a little bit about sunspots. Yeah, you know, the global warming people are at it again, and they now have a new siren out there. You know, they had Jerry Brown in 1976, and then, of course, he had to come on board back again, I think, unconstitutionally, illegally, surreptitiously, you know. I mean, duplicit. You use everything. He can just name everything out there in the book that's how he got back on board as the radical environmentalist of California again for a third and fourth term. And then, of course, in the meantime, you still had Al Gore popping up there. You know, back in the 70s, back in the day, everything was Greenpeace and Population Bomb, Paul Ehrlichman, and all this other good stuff. And it was, by the way, think polar vortex. Because everything then was global cooling. We were going to cool down. I'm serious. We were going to cool this. Listen, we're having a straight-up discussion about the notions of Agenda 21. And we're going to get into the real history at some point. Here on Agenda 21, we're going to go back into the archives. We're not going to play the shows, but we'll just recreate them again, because as we're starting to get into this whole socialist mentality, what I'm trying to do is draw the correlation between the president's comments about socialism the other night, Venezuela, California, Agenda 21, and Ocasio-Cortez. Because it's all doing the same thing. Do not get yourselves confused by parsing these things out like I just did. It's all one and the same. It's all part of one thing to destroy the United States of America. That's why we've been doing this show. Rosa Corey kicked it off for us. She wrote the book called Behind the Green Mask. Get it? And when I talked to her, I'm telling you, it took me all of about 5 seconds to realize when I first started talking to her. Back, I don't know, it's almost 8 years ago. I realized right away we were in trouble. The plan was already in effect. I mean, my life circumstances and my professional career, of course, lent itself to a better understanding than most people. I guess that's why I got on the radio. But today, it has manifested itself in just about every aspect of our lives, which is exactly as predicted. That's what they wanted to do, because the goal for these people is to control every little detail of your lives and own everything you own. Take away your personal freedoms and liberties. That's why the Constitution has been attacked so strongly. That's why religion has been attacked so strongly, especially Protestant religion. And you good Catholics out there, you conservative Catholics that reject the notions of the Pope, they're attacking you too. You see, they don't need no stinking religion, like Christian religion per se. That gets in the way, gets messy. You have these rules and regulations and laws and your lawful behavior. Oh my God. You follow biblical ideologies. Oh, shocking. An eye for an eye? No. Yeah, I mean, Ten Commandments, anyone? Let's just start there. You know, those are some fundamental laws that run through everything legally in our system to keep us a lawful society. But you cannot have a lawful society in socialism and communism, because the criminals are the government. That's what our founding fathers feared the most. That's why when you take a look at those documents, they're freedom documents. They're biblical documents. They're establishing the rule of the law, and rule of law that is governed by the people. In other words, the people are in charge. The government is not in charge of the people. The people are in charge of the government, and they've gotten that charge because they've got God-given rights. Just some basic principles. And socialism is antithetical to that. They do not want that. They want the breakdown of law. They want lawlessness. And what other state has more lawlessness right now than any other state in this union? But California. Then you got Illinois. Well, you got Chicago. Not necessarily Illinois, but you got Chicago. Right? And now you have the border areas of the South, because you have rampant open borders going on right now, which is what they want. That's part of the destructive pattern. But my point is this. This plan is all encumbering everything about you and everything, anything you own, everybody you know. And soon, if you roll over and let it, if you let this process of socialism go forward and accept things that shouldn't be accepted, you're in trouble. You're in real trouble. And that's what the president is saying. We are not going to be a socialist country. He put his foot down the other night. So this is why I have to take the time, because I've talked to several people since this speech, and some people just don't know. They just legitimately, you know, we've lived in freedom, we've enjoyed our freedom here in this country, and we don't really totally realize what happened in World War II. What happened with the growth of communism? What happened with all that? Did communism die because the wall fell? You know, I was saying absolutely not back then. It was a nice notion, and we saw the symbolic collapse of communism, which, of course, had been brought to us by socialism, and it was antithetical. The whole thing was just so exemplary, found in the Soviet Union, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, and then now you've got China. And all the there's still a lot of communism is still alive and well as an ideology, and with it is socialism. Now, how do we get from capitalism to socialism to communism? That's the progression they want. And, of course, the key thing, the key element in all this is to destroy capitalism, American-style capitalism. Yeah, American-style. That's what Friedrich Engels and Karl Marx were all about, establishing the Communist Manifesto. So we could be down this road right now. And the extension of that is the current communist document, of course, United Nations Agenda 21, in the 2030 agenda, which is just nothing more than speeding up the Agenda 21 business. But these are the things that Ocasio-Cortez are now bringing. She is the new lightning rod for all this. And you need to learn about it because they have been keeping it all silent. And in the meantime, they've been whitewashing you, brainwashing you into a lack of understanding about the Constitution, our God-given rights being explained to us, and what has brought us freedom and liberty, not just here, but around the world for over 200 and some years. And we have to protect it. And that's what Donald Trump is saying. So hang on. We're going to come back for more Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, we're going to put together, we're going to put to rest, I guess you could say, this whole notion of global warming and sunspots. And I'm going to use Chris Street's story, and then I'll probably chime in with a few other things, maybe a couple of clips on YouTube and so on. I just feel compelled to do this. I think it's very, very important to understand that global warming is not exclusively caused by man-made systems. What we create here on Earth is the human race. That is really a fallacy, as much a fallacy as the flat Earth society has you to believe that there is a flat Earth. That is just not working out for people. Okay, it just isn't. Science is science. If you go up in an airplane, you can see clearly the curvature of the Earth. You know, sometimes your flights go up to 38, 39,000 feet for whatever reason, and it's pretty evident at about that point in time that there's a curvature of the Earth, and you don't. There's no glass ceiling. Yay, yay, yay. I mean, I know there's some of those, the preponderance of the evidence would indicate there's no glass ceiling out there. And that, yes, outer space is a real thing. I know there's the people out there saying that that's not the case. That's really a stretch. NASA controls everything, right? Okay, well, here is the real deal about solar spots, sunspots, and global warming. And this is pretty scientifically known, I think pretty much by everybody, that this is in fact the case. The article that Chris Street wrote, it appeared in American Thinker, NASA extreme low sunspot counts indicate global cooling onset. Okay. This where it's game on now for you global warming people. 215-867-8255, by the way, is a call-in number. We'll be getting to your call shortly. NASA space weather observations, extremely low sunspot counts in a severe polar vortex are consistent with cyclical global cooling onset. The complex flows of ions and electrons inside the sun produce sunspots that average about 10 times the size of the Earth and have magnetic fields that are 10,000 times stronger than the Earth's magnetic field. Do we get that? Imagine yourself getting so close to the sun for just the magnetism. Imagine that number. That is just unbelievable, the size and scope of that. And I'm bringing your attention to this, all you global warming freaks, because the size of the magnetic field is so strong, it's 10,000 times stronger than the Earth's magnetic field. But if our magnetic field was that strong here, we would be dust. We would be little blotches. I mean, the scope here is just enormous. It's okay, we got global warming because we created it, man-made did. Right. Sunspots were first observed by Galileo in the early 1600s and have been scientifically tracked as 11-year cycle since 1755. Get it? There seems to be an appearance of actual, a visual appearance of 7 to 11 years cycles. What they've really found. There's a lesser degree at 7 than there are at 11. That's really what he's saying here. Since 1755. Last time I checked, it's 2019 right now. Now, I don't know about you, but these sunspots with rudimentary scientific instruments have been seen since Galileo's time in the 1600s. Of course, the church didn't like Galileo much, by the way. Right, now we're starting to mix it up in that regard. The U.S. Naval Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center, using NASA thermosphere, ionosphere, mesosphere, energetics, and dynamics satellites, conducts sunspot number progression counts, measuring F10.0 centimeters, or F2, whatever that is, radio flux and Apex Index Geomagnetic Activity and its Saber Carbon Dioxide, CO2, and Nitric Oxide instruments gauge infrared solar output in Earth's top atmospheric levels. Well, whatever that is, right? Obviously, these are some vast, some very, very expensive, very, very precise instruments to measure these sunspots. This is the point. As the Earth was completing solar cycle 24, sunspot counts and magnetic activity were expected cyclically to fall from a high of over 100 in 2014 to a low of zero in 2022. Ah, did you hear that? Of a high of over 100 sunspots in 2014 to a low of zero in 2022. But the sunspot count plunged to zero in mid-2018 and has remained substantially lower than forecast for solar cycle 25. The data could indicate onset of a supercycle Maunder minimum, as they say. The last Maunder minimum period from 1645 to 715 was a period with a 7% less sunspot global cooling, referred to as the Little Ice Age. So in other words, we've had a unique drop in sunspots recently. Is in mid-18 and 2018. That's what they're saying. They've counted the sunspots, and uh-oh, there's none there. Okay, now this is part of a cycle of a long-term cyclical process. In other words, you know, figuring out the averages over an 11-year period. I mean, the next 11-year period, you might have, you know, 2,000 sunspots, which would be an aberration to what we have now. I mean, so averaging over 100 to 200 to 300 or 400 years, you start to get a better picture of things with the numbers. And what Chris is saying here and what they are predicting is that we're going to, looks like a, perhaps a little ice age. And this is something other scientists have been predicting might actually happen. Where's global warming here? Now, I hope that one of the things you're getting from this little discussion that I'm giving you is the size, the scope of this. The magnetic field scope is just amazing. The sun, which is hundreds of times larger than the Earth, puts out vast amounts of heat and energy. Or it lacks heat and energy. In other words, it cools and it warms. It is the soap of this, it's kind of like the comparison. You have the head of a pin. The head of the pin is Earth, right? And the Earth that you're standing on is the sun. That's the size and scope you're talking about. Now, once you put it into that perspective, how in the world can anything we do here on Earth influence the temperature like they're talking about? It doesn't. It's minimized to like about nothing by comparison. The driver of global warming and global cooling, gee, it's the sun. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
In Arizona, solar astronomer Matt Penn studies this solar surface to discover how photons of light get trapped.
There's a bunch of theories today, but hopefully we'll get some data.
Using the McNabb-Pierce telescope, he focuses the sun's light to scan the photosphere in detail.
So what we've got are a few small sunspots on the disk of the sun. We've got two sunspots, two large ones. They're heading off to the edge of the sun, to the limb of the sun, but they're all accompanied by smaller sunspots, groups of smaller ones following them.
Sunspots mark areas where light is trapped.
So a sunspot forms a dark spot by removing energy from that part of the sun. It's blocking the convective flows that transport the heat and the light from inside the sun to space, and so what we see then is a cooler region that appears dark to us.
A powerful force stops our photon dead in its tracks, preventing its light and energy from leaving the sun's surface. That force is magnetism. sunspots take shape where intense magnetism from deep inside the sun blasts up through the photosphere.
The magnetic fields are so strong that it actually stops the convective motion of hot inner material from flowing to the surface. So you actually get what looks like a cool spot on the surface of the sun.
They can be huge. The largest, over 10 times the size of Earth.
Well, well, well. This is a warning now coming up. We're going to listen to this article from NASA. This just came out. Well, it came out earlier, 2018, in November. Yeah, lack of sunspots could bring mini ice age, NASA warns. So this is part of what Chris's article is about. I'm going to get back into his article after this article plays. Just a minute long.
A NASA scientist has made an alarming discovery, warning that our global temperatures could be on the verge of plummeting, taking our planet into a mini ice age. The sun is entering one of the deepest solar minima of the space age, Dr. Tony Phillips warned in late September. Dr. Phillips' research found that the lack of sunspots on our sun could bring about record cold temperatures and perhaps even a mini ice age, which is in total contrast to the warnings from climate change scientists. Our sun was not expected to head into a solar minimum until around 2020, but it appears to be heading in that direction a little early, which could prove to be bad news for warm weather lovers. But a prolonged solar minimum could mean a mini ice age. The last time there was a prolonged solar minimum, it did, in fact, lead to a mini ice age, which was scientifically known as the Maunder minimum. That sunspots have been absent for most of 2018, and the Earth's upper atmosphere is responding, says Phillips, the editor of spaceweather.com. The bad news, according to Phillips, is it also delays the natural decay of space junk, resulting in a more cluttered environment around Earth. It could happen in a matter of months, says Martin Malinczak of NASA's Langley Research Center on the cold snap that may be coming. If current trends continue, it could soon set a space-age record for cold. Data from NASA's timed thermosphere, ionosphere, mesosphere, energetics, and dynamics satellites shows that the thermosphere, the uppermost layer of air around our planet, is cooling and shrinking, literally decreasing the radius of our atmosphere. This reduction of solar activity could result in a global cooling phase. The new NASA findings are in line with studies released by UC San Diego and Northumbria University in Great Britain last year, both of which predicted a grand solar minimum in coming decades due to low sunspot activity. Both studies predict sun activity similar to the Maunder minimum of the mid-17th to early 18th centuries, which coincided to a time known as the Little Ice Age, during which temperatures were much lower than they are of today.
Well, well, well. You get the drift here, guys? Seriously, do you get the drift of what's going on? This is the point that we're making here. One, the size of the sun versus the earth is enormous. The power of the sun to anything that we could create possibly on this planet for a 10, 20,000, a million years would not even come close to the power of the sun. It wouldn't. And for us to sit here and to listen to this tripe that comes from Ocasio-Cortez or Jerry Brown or Al Gore, unscientific, psychobabble, a tool to use to control all of us, that somehow global warming is going to destroy our society because we caused it, and we have to control everything about you so that you don't cause that problem, is lunacy. Absolute lunacy. And of course, what do you have? Who do you have now coming out with this garbage again? A loon. And who's believing in all this? Collectively, wholesale, a bunch of lunatics. And you saw them the other night when Donald Trump was addressing them. A lot of them were white. They have no clue about the science of anything that we're talking about here. They have no even notion about how the size of the sun and the influences of the sun on this earth influence cooling and heating. And it's like I tell that story about global warming. When the earth warms, so does the moon. When the earth cools, so does the moon. Exactly the same time. And the last time I checked, there's no RVs up on the moon. Is there? Huh? Fires? No. Don't have those. Snowstorm? Don't have those. So what causes the moon to warm? It's the sun. What causes it to cool? It's the sun. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio for all of you global coolers out there. And, you know, the great thing about Chris's article here, and, you know, you heard this video. By the way, you can listen to the YouTube that came from on Agenda 21 Radio. We posted it up, and I think it's very, very self-explanatory. And, again, this is stuff that people have been predicting is going to happen as part of the 11-year cycle. There is a 7 to 11-year cycle that goes along with global cooling and global warming. So we're kind of at the 22, 21-year mark of this cycle in which there was going to be global cooling. And that was part of the lack of sunspot activity. So when the sunspots start to appear, boom, you start to get global warming. And again, the influences here are just so enormous, they dwarf anything that we do here on the planet, and that's kind of the key thing. It's really kind of really foolhardiness to believe that something of this magnitude would be less than what we produce here in terms of all the things that we do on this planet, which is what they're trying to control. So what they've done is they've created a false narrative about the global cooling, global warming, and environmentalism. Radical environmentalism based upon pseudoscience, as we call it, really, which is what the order of the day is. You see, a long time ago, there was always this battle between the religious organizations of the time, primarily the Catholic Church, and the budding scientific community. Because, you know, it's kind of interesting, a strange juxtaposition between religion and science. You take a look at it, there's a lot of things that, you know, religion and science blend into, and also religion and our own constitution blend into, and faith blend into. So there is always been this mix, if you will. You know, you can talk about Darwin, Charles Darwin, and of course how people feel about, you know, the creationist theory of how life got here, and then the evolutionary theory, and all the different things that play out about that. And, of course, now we got 23andMe, which, by the way, I want to give a shout-out to my cousin Mary, who I know is listening right now. But, you know, we have all these different – science has given us so much, and so has religion and faith. There's no question about it. Without having faith and what we have been taught as Christians, we would never be a nation that we are today. There's no doubt about that. Biblical teachings and faith have played an enormous role in what this country, in fact, it's all about this country. People might not understand that, or they might want to say, oh, wait a minute, that's not true. But all you need to do is just look at the facts and history, and it will tell you something completely different about why this country was formed. But I want to get back into the science aspect of it. There are those that can take and they distort scientific information and data. They don't follow the scientific method, which, by the way, that process of the scientific method, we're going to do a whole show on the scientific method. So it breaks it down. You understand how you can actually get into the mindset of finding out information, doing this is why the tinfoil hat folks are so welcome on this show, I'm being one of them, because one of the things that tinfoil hat thinking promotes is thinking. And being able to think beyond what you're being told and to take that next level of understanding on various things by your own research. You basically become a science in your own self. And if you can keep yourself objective, and this is the key thing about science, where people have figured out that if they just distort and tweak what is actually there and change the reality and what is perceived, they can make money off. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can make money off of it. And look at Al Gore. Look at how many millions of dollars he's made off of how he tweaked the system. Because he could get in the media and garner attention. And people would listen to him and he would make money. That's really what he's done. As is everybody else. But it's also a system of controlling populations and people. Get them into a certain belief system, and boy, you've got them hooked. They'll believe anything and do anything for you, right? And the environment is one of those kind of things people want to feel noble about. Well, what you need to feel noble about is pollution. I mean, now, pollution. Back in the day, when I first started teaching about environmentalism, environmental science, as it was called then, That was groundbreaking. I remember when we first started teaching environmental science. Oh, we're teaching it at the secondary level. We can teach environmentalism to high school students and junior college students and college students. That was really the big quest that went forward in 1970 on. Everybody was caught up in that. And, of course, what preceded that? What kicked it off? All this environmental teaching in the 1970s, was Earth Day, 1970, April. And that was the 100-year anniversary of Lenin. Hello, his birthday. You get the point. So radical environmentalism started to spring forth. Greenpeace, all these other things in the 1970s, and I was teaching it. But I was teaching it from the standpoint of pollution, not global warming or global cooling. The notion of global cooling even then was kind of weird. But that's what they were trying to foist upon everybody without any kind of evidence. And that's why we discounted it when I was teaching. We discounted the global cooling notion. But that's what the mantra was. That's what was being said by everybody. Global cooling, global cooling. And then by 1980, it's kind of like, where's the global cooling they promised? Because it didn't happen. And now they're foisting global warming, but what's happening? No sunspots. Global cooling, and perhaps even a mini ice age. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. By the way, phone lines are open, and you can dial in. Telephone number is 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. You can dial in and get the number there. Just thought I'd let you know that you can call in. We'll be talking about New California and some of the other things that are going on. There's a lot of stuff happening. New York, New Oregon. We're going to be actually in a meeting about a couple of different things this afternoon that we'll probably announce to you at some point in time. I'll tell you why. It is really important to understand that, the whole situation that's breaking out around the nation is the fact is that you've got a situation, really, where totalitarianism runs supreme here in this country. Right, if you let it. If you don't let it and you stop it, well, great. But you got to know what to look for. You got to know what the signs and symptoms are. That's why we're on the radio to point them out to you. Environmentalism is one of the signs and symptoms of how the totalitarians work. Anything to control you. And, of course, how do they control you? Well, many different ways. And, of course, this is where the old computer thing comes in. By data. By data, by data, by data. Data on you. All these apps and so on that we're getting on our phones, they're collecting data on you. And ultimately, they're going to use it against you. That's what I believe. I know a lot of people say, well, these apps are designed to help us out, to make things a lot. Well, they also can be used and modified to monitor everything about you and learn everything about you. Keep that in mind. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We have to run for time right now in this time frame. You can get this show on podcast. All you need to do is go to the website and just click on podcast, and it's right there. Also, NewCaliforniaState.com, and NewCaliforniaState.com, we've got a bunch of big announcements coming up. A lot of things happening in New California. We're really excited about it. So visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.